Timothy, let's talk a little bit more about the hybrids, and then we'll get into some of these incredible other aspects of your work need to know. So do you think some of the hybrids are here now on this planet?
Well, yeah. First of all, George, I've not really discussed hybrids in Need to Know. If I ever get down to writing another book, which I hope to one day, I shall certainly go into this in some detail. What I learned, as I said in the previous slot, was that my information does go back 20 years or more, but what I have learned from an ex-military source, I think, is extremely important. What I have learned about these so-called greys, if you like, who are one of a species that have a vested interest in this Earth, is that they have or had a long-term plan to create a race of alien-human hybrids, as I said earlier, allegedly to make us more peaceful. But their true purpose is to create a passive human race incapable of violence by eradicating the human emotions that enable us to survive, thus setting us up for conquest. And I'm told that even a U.S. president has been abducted. Don't ask me which one, as well as a chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Interestingly, the creatures usually prefer to impregnate human females artificially with their male seed. And the wombs of alien females are tiny compared to those of human females and cannot accommodate transgenic fetuses for more than 2 months, allegedly. The human womb is the receptacle of choice for their cross-breeding program. Cross-species copulation is a rarity, thus artificial insemination is used. Cross-breeding and genetic experiments apparently have been on a colossal scale, possibly including wayward bacteria and viruses, though that is doubted by those in the military who are dealing or have dealt with this thing. Now, you mentioned panic, George, I think, earlier.
Absolutely.
What I've been told is that these beings, the creatures, are well aware that panic would ensue were they to reveal themselves openly. But they can't chance that because they would be in danger. They are not invulnerable, apparently. And since the ball is in their court, those in charge of this hybridization program are playing a waiting game. Sorry, those in charge of the program, the hidden government, if you like, are playing a waiting game. Every world leader who has been exposed to this problem feels the same way. And what this military guy said, you know, it's in their hands. If they decide to go public, however, and scare the hell out of the whole wide world, there's nothing we can do about it. That's what I learned. Now, in this regard, it's interesting that I think it was last year, a local newspaper in Jordan reported on its front page that flying saucers flown by creatures 10 feet tall had landed in the desert town of Jaffia. Amid panic, the mayor put the security authorities on full alert. They searched the area and found nothing. I almost considered evacuating the town's 13,000 residents, he said. Students didn't get to school. People were scared the aliens would attack them. It was, of course, an April Fool's joke. But I think this year, actually. But it does go to show that panic is still a factor to be reckoned with.
Well, it sure is.
And I've learned also that regarding these creatures, the abducting ones, although they know more about human physiology than we do, human psychology remains a mystery to them, which I think is perhaps just as well. And as I say, always let us not forget that by all accounts, we do have allies also based here on planet Earth who do have our best interests at heart and who have been and probably still are, I'm guessing, in conflict with these other creatures.
You know, I had an opportunity this weekend to see a little bit of one of my favorite movies again, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Cable network was showing it, and we had Richard Dreyfuss on the show a little more than a month ago, Timothy, just for a bit, and he's going to be back on in the studio when I get back to L.A.
And, oh, great.
I mean, it's just a great, great movie, and, you know, I want to ask him what it was like for him to portray it and his belief and everything else, but You know, this feeling of government communication with ETs has been so widespread, has been reported for years. How widespread do you think it is, that relationship?
It's really not widespread, George. It is highly restricted to people in the military, largely, and scientific intelligence community. There are people in civilian posts in government who are aware, but it's also largely there's a tremendous corporate investment in this whole thing, and has been since the beginning.
How close is the relationship with ETs?
I think in many cases it's extremely close, and there's been continuous liaison, certainly with the more human types that have our best interests at heart. That's been going on for a very long time.
Tell me more about you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Say again. What's your question?
I was going to ask you a little bit more about Roswell and that crash there, but I didn't want to interrupt your train of thought.
You can interrupt my train of thought, George. You're welcome. Roswell, well, I think, you know, there's so much talk about Roswell, so many books on it now. Everyone has different opinions and things, but it certainly happened. And what more can one say? So many military and civilian witnesses have come forward, and you know, some of generals have even, you know, highly qualified military personnel, like General Jabos, have signed affidavits saying it happened. I don't know what more people want other than nice photographs of aliens and details of communications and so forth, but I'm sure that will be forthcoming in due course.
I've always wondered, if we shot them down, why they didn't come back with a vengeance to pick up their dead occupants, or maybe they were robots, who knows?
There was one case I was told about by a military source, the same military source that gave me that information I recounted earlier about the hybridization program, that there was an incident when the aliens actually demonstrated. I think the demonstration was over Farmington in New Mexico in the late 40s, early 50s. I forget the exact date. There was a famous thing when there were hundreds of these things seen in the skies. And this really put the wind up the military, because they were actually studying. They had craft. They had some bodies. And the aliens insisted that some of their colleagues and corpses should be returned. And they were, because the military feared that there would be more mass demonstrations around the world by complaining aliens. So there was liaison going on, and I gather that bodies were returned to them in some cases.